This is the Composer's Datebook for March 24th. I'm John Burge. Dealing with the death of loved ones is never easy, but sometimes music can help, especially if music plays a role in the lives of both the departed and survivors. And some survivors find meaning and consolation in commissioning a work of new music to honor the memory of those they've lost. On today's date in 2007, the Choral Arts Society of Philadelphia gave the premiere of such a memorial work titled Love Abide. The work was commissioned by Paul Rowley, who for years had driven his wife Miriam to weekly rehearsals at the Choral Society of Philadelphia, where she sang alto, always, said her husband, beaming with excitement. After her sudden death in 2003, Rowley asked the Society's artistic director to choose a composer to write a tribute to his wife. Rowley had a text in mind for the lyrics and wanted an alto solo and a female composer. The commission went to the British composer Roxana Panufnik, and the selected text was the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, which includes the lines, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love." Composer's Datebook is supported in part by the Slowdown podcast. Join award-winning poet Major Jackson, the newest host of the Slowdown, for a hand-picked poem and a moment of reflection every weekday. Follow wherever you get podcasts. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.